You ever wake up in the morning, ready to conquer the world, only to find by lunch you're ready to call it a day? I feel like a lot of us have. Motivation can make a grand entrance, dressed to the nines. But more often than not, it slips out the back door before the real work begins. Emotion. What a fascinating servant, but what a disastrous master. When it leads, chaos follows. There's nothing wrong with emotion. It's the salt and pepper of life. It gives color to the days, meaning to the victories. And sometimes it helps us see a little farther down the road. But let's be honest, emotions lie. They paint reality with a brush that changes color every hour. One moment, hope is sky high. The next, doubts move in like a thundercloud. If you let emotion drive, you'll spend your life off track, always chasing another mood, always at the mercy of whatever feeling rolls through next. How many times have you heard someone say they didn't feel like it today? That's emotion whispering in the ear, persuading and convincing, making excuses sound reasonable. You see, motivation is wonderful for lighting the fire. But when the weather turns cold, emotion looks for the nearest blanket and sits down. It won't chop wood. It won't fetch water. It just wants to be comfortable again. So what's the answer? Systems. Systems are built to keep you moving when the emotion fades. Systems work when you don't feel like working. They don't negotiate with moods or listen to complaints. The purpose of a good system is to keep progress steady, no matter what the weather inside is doing. Have you ever noticed a factory at sunrise? Nobody asks the machines if they're in the mood to run. The switches get flipped and the belts start moving. Systems don't care about the rain or if the foreman had a bad night's sleep. They just do their job. That's the lesson. Don't put your future in the hands of how you feel on any given day. Build a system so that when your emotions betray you, and they will, you can keep moving. Because whether you like it or not, on the days you feel strong and on the days you feel weak, the calendar keeps turning. The world keeps moving. Let emotion be the music, not the conductor. Systems, structure, routine. These are the rails that carry you when enthusiasm takes a holiday. If you're counting on feeling good to do good, you'll find yourself sitting out too many games. If you rely on systems, you show up even when your mood is running late. That's how you beat emotion at its own game, by giving it a job, but never the keys to the car. Inspiration. It's a beautiful spark, isn't it? People line up for it. Conferences are packed. Books fly off shelves, all promising to light that fire inside. And it works for a little while. But let's have an honest talk. Inspiration on its own is never enough to change your life. Most people, if you ask them why they didn't follow through, they'll tell you they just didn't feel like it. They wait for a mood to strike, as if energy and discipline are guests who drop by when the weather's just right. But here's what I learned. If you wait to feel like it, you'll wait forever. Emotion starts the journey, yes, but structure gets you to the destination. Let's say a new year rolls around. The inspiration is strong. Goals get scribbled on napkins, gym memberships are bought, new planners are filled out with good intentions. But look around come February, and most of those planners are gathering dust. Why? Because emotion got everyone moving, but only systems keep people from stalling. I remember meeting people with more natural talent than I ever had. They could sell, persuade, charm, or create if the moment was right. But the moment wasn't always right. They would rise fast, then vanish just as quickly because inspiration ran out and there was nothing underneath to keep the momentum going. Inspiration is the match. It can light a fire. But unless you have wood and a way to keep that fire burning, it goes out as quickly as it started. The mistake is thinking the spark is enough. The truth, the follow-through is what counts. And follow-through is never built on how you feel. It's built on what you do, especially when the excitement is gone. So what's the difference between those who achieve and those who watch from the sidelines? The achievers are grateful for inspiration, but they don't depend on it. They use it to get moving, but they don't stop when the thrill wears off. They understand that structure, routine, discipline, and a plan are what carry you past the emotional highs and lows. Ask yourself, how many dreams have died in the waiting room while someone sat and hoped to feel inspired again? How many opportunities have slipped by because someone was waiting for their mood to improve? Too many. I love a good wave of inspiration, but I never trust it to last. I use it to get started. Then I switch over to systems. The people who win are those who build the habit of action, not just the habit of dreaming. The real secret is doing what needs to be done, whether you're in the mood or not. If you want to see results, don't just rely on being inspired. Build a structure underneath your inspiration. That's how you keep moving when everyone else is waiting for a feeling. Now let's talk about the word that builds bridges from where you are to where you want to be. Discipline. Discipline is not concerned with the weather outside or the mood inside. Discipline doesn't show up for applause. It simply shows up day after day and does the job that needs doing. You see, emotion asks, how do I feel? Discipline asks, what must I do? The answers are almost never the same. That's why discipline is emotion's counterbalance. When the excitement fades and motivation packs its bags, discipline is the one left holding the lantern, lighting the next step forward. I remember starting out, and there were plenty of mornings when the bed felt warm and the world felt cold. The mind said, stay comfortable. The discipline said, get up and go again. And the more you answer discipline's call instead of emotion's plea, the stronger you get. Soon, the argument in your mind doesn't last as long, and you find yourself moving almost before the excuses can get started. Discipline is doing what needs to be done, especially when you don't feel like it. That's the muscle you want to build. Every time you follow through, regardless of mood, you reinforce the habit. You send yourself a message. I'm the kind of person who does what must be done. And that message gets stronger each day you honor it. Think about the farmer. The field doesn't care how the farmer feels. The seeds need planting, the weeds need pulling, the crop needs tending. Discipline gets out of bed and heads for the field. Whether it's sunshine or rain, enthusiasm or reluctance, the reward is always waiting for those who keep moving, regardless of feeling. Discipline is not harshness. It's not punishment. It's simply the practice of sticking to what you said you do. It doesn't shout or demand. It quietly persists. It's the silent architect building your future one brick at a time. Some people look for ways to feel more motivated, but if you let discipline lead, you'll find motivation meets you halfway. Discipline creates its own inspiration, born from the pride of doing what you promised yourself. The more you practice it, the more you trust yourself, and the less you worry about chasing a feeling. That's why discipline is the real secret weapon. It doesn't argue, it just acts. It's reliable, unshakable, and always ready to work. While others are waiting for the right mood, discipline is busy producing results. If you want to rise above the roller coaster of emotion, make discipline your standard. Do it when it's easy, and especially do it when it's not. That's how you build a reputation with yourself. And that's how you move from hoping to knowing. Now, I want to talk about something simple, yet so powerful. Routines. If you want to cut down on the battles you fight every day, let routines do the heavy lifting. See, the real benefit of a good routine is it eliminates the daily debate. No more back and forth with yourself about what you should do. The schedule decides, not the mood. Have you ever noticed how much energy people spend deciding? Should I go to the gym today or skip? Should I make those calls or put them off? Every question chips away at your willpower. But when a routine is in place, the answer's automatic. It's what you do, not what you feel like doing. Decision fatigue is real. The more choices you have to make, the more tired your mind gets. And soon, the easier path starts to look appealing. That's when old habits creep back in and progress stalls. But when your day is structured, certain tasks, same time, every day, there's no room for debate. Routines are like guardrails for your energy. They keep you on track when the winds pick up and emotions start to sway. The great ones in every field all share this trait. Their routines are so fixed, it's almost as if the decision's already been made for them. It frees up their mind to focus on excellence, not excuses. Now, some people think routines are boring, but I'll tell you, boredom is not the enemy. Chaos is. Predictable routines set you free from chaos. They give you back the energy you waste, wondering, doubting, hesitating. And the best part? Every routine you stick to becomes another brick in the foundation of your character. Years ago, when I was building my business, my days looked almost identical. Up early, study, work, review, rest, day in, day out. Not glamorous, but predictable. That predictability gave me space to be creative, to think ahead, to build something solid. Because I wasn't using all my energy fighting little battles with myself. So here's the key. Design your routines on purpose. Choose the habits and schedules that move you closer to your goals. Then stick to them, regardless of the weather inside. The longer you keep at it, the easier it gets. Before long, it feels strange not to do the things that once felt difficult. Let your routines become your allies. Let them protect you from the pull of your weaker moods. When you do, you'll find yourself making progress even when you least expect it. Because the path is set, the rails are laid, and all you have to do is keep moving. Okay, let's turn our attention to one of the simplest, most powerful tools ever invented. Paper. There's something almost magical about writing things down. When the mind is racing and emotions are running high or low, paper sits there quietly, steady, unchanging, and honest. You see, passion comes and goes. Excitement runs hot and cold, but a written plan doesn't budge. That's why I call paper the second brain. When feelings are swirling, the checklist is clear. When your mind is distracted or your heart is tired, the written goal is still there, waiting. It doesn't get bored, it doesn't complain, and it never forgets. People ask, how do you stay on track when you don't feel inspired? My answer, take it out of your head and put it on paper. Turn wishes into goals and goals into plans. When you see it written, it becomes real. No longer just a hope, but a target. Checklists are more powerful than most people realize. The mind is a wonderful servant, but it's a forgetful master. When you rely on memory, emotions can cloud your judgment, and important details get lost. But a checklist keeps you honest. Did you do it or didn't you? The box is either checked or it's not. I remember early on trying to keep all my goals in my head. Some days it worked, But more often, I'd drift. I'd let the day decide what mattered, and pretty soon, emotion was making the schedule. When I started writing things down, everything changed. The paper became the authority, not my mood. A written plan helps in those moments when enthusiasm disappears. Instead of asking, "What do I feel like doing?" you ask, "What did I say I would do?" The paper tells you, the list guides you. On the tough days, that's the difference between drifting and staying on course. Don't wait for passion to return. Use your plans, your lists, your goals, written and clear, as the compass that keeps you steady. When you find yourself wavering, go back to the page. Let it remind you of the direction you chose when your mind was clear and your heart was committed. I've seen fortunes built on nothing more than a simple plan, consistently followed day after day. And I've seen fortunes lost when people let emotion overrule their plans. Make it a rule. If it matters, write it down. Trust your second brain. When emotion lies, paper tells the truth. That's the quiet power of a written plan. When the world gets loud, when your feelings take you on a roller coaster, your plan is still right there, steady, silent, and sure. Here's the key. You gotta build, improve, and maintain your systems. I like to think of a system as emotional insurance, life, business, even personal development. They all run smoother with a good system in place. Because no matter how well you prepare, storms will come. Days will show up with bad news or no news, with low energy or high distractions. If you're relying on emotion to carry you through those days, you're in trouble. But a system, now that's the track that keeps your train moving. Imagine a locomotive out on the open plain. As long as it's on the rails, it moves forward, no matter how strong the wind blows or how rough the weather gets. The rails are the system. The engineer might be tired or excited or worried, but as long as the train stays on those tracks, it makes progress. That's what a good system does for your goals. It guides you forward, rain or shine. Systems are not glamorous, but they are powerful. They are the unseen framework behind every consistent result. Think about it. Businesses run on systems. Successful families run on systems. Even athletes, artists, and musicians use systems. Routines, checklists, schedules to keep improving, no matter how they feel on a given day. Some people worry that systems take the excitement out of life. But I say, the real excitement is in progress. It's in seeing results stack up day after day, even when you're not at your best. That's the gift of a system. It delivers progress when emotion would only deliver excuses. I remember years of traveling, speaking, building a business. The schedule was never the same. The place is always changing, but the system stayed consistent. Time for study, time for calls, time for review. No matter where I was, the system came with me. It protected my progress from the ups and downs of emotion. A good system takes the pressure off your willpower. Instead of using precious energy to decide what comes next, you follow the tracks you've laid out. If you hit a rough patch, low energy, tough circumstances, the system keeps you moving. It acts as a buffer, shielding your long-term goals from the storm of short-term feelings. So ask yourself, what's my system? What rails have I put down to keep my progress steady, even on the hard days? If you can answer that, you've given yourself emotional insurance, protection from chaos, and a guarantee that you'll keep moving, no matter how the wind blows. That's the secret. Build the system, trust the system, and let it do the heavy lifting when your emotions start making noise. Now, we can't leave emotion out of the story. Emotion is powerful, maybe the most powerful force in the human experience. But here's the key. Emotion should inspire the plan, not run it. Use excitement to set the direction, to spark the dream, to get the vision in motion. But after that, let structure and discipline take the lead. Think about building a house. Emotion is what gets you dreaming about a bigger kitchen, a sunny porch, a room for the grandkids. But when it's time to pour the concrete and put up the walls, you need blueprints and schedules. Not just daydreams. Emotion gets the ball rolling, but systems keep the project on track. It's tempting to ride the waves of feeling, to let enthusiasm make the decisions. But moods change. One day you're ready to work from dawn to dusk, and the next, you wonder why you ever started. If you let those moods set your course, you liars, you'll drift all over the map and end up nowhere. So use emotion as fuel, not as guidance. Excitement, joy, hope. These are wonderful for getting started, for helping you imagine what's possible. Let them fill your tank, but never put them in the driver's seat. Because when the fuel runs low, you still need a reliable vehicle to get you where you're going. Early on, I learned to separate the inspiration from the execution. I let excitement light the path, but I always turned to my plan to decide the next step. If you want to keep moving forward through good days, bad days, high energy, or low, let your system drive. Let your routine handle the day-to-day, and your discipline keep the train on the rails. And when you accomplish something, celebrate. Let emotion fill the room with gratitude and pride. But when it's time to work, trust your system. That's the way to keep making progress without burning out or giving up. Remember, the goal isn't to eliminate emotion. It's to put it in its proper place. Let emotion be the inspiration behind your action, not the judge of whether you act. You don't have to feel like it to do it. And the more you practice this, the stronger you become. That's how you use emotion without being used by it. Let it light the fire, then let your system keep you warm. Now, let's get down to something we can actually use, something we can actually see, but is often overlooked: measurement. I learned long ago, what gets measured gets managed. If you're guessing, you're gambling with your progress. But if you're measuring, you're managing with your eyes wide open. Feelings can fool you. Some days you feel like you're making progress, when in reality, you're just spinning your wheels. Other days, you feel behind. But the numbers show you're right on track. That's why it's so important to build measurement into your system. Emotion clouds the picture. Numbers bring it into focus. Think about a business. Would you trust your livelihood to a feeling about how the sales are going? Or do you want the numbers? Revenue, expenses, inventory, profit. The numbers tell the story, clear and unvarnished. That's how you keep a business alive. And it's how you keep personal progress alive too. I started measuring everything. Calls made, books read, miles walked, dollars saved. Not because I love paperwork, but because I loved knowing where I stood. A review at the end of the day or week kept me honest. If I was off course, the numbers showed it before the consequences got too big. If I was on track, the numbers gave me a reason to keep going, even when I felt like quitting. Emotions have their own agenda. They'll tell you to quit when you're tired, to coast when you're ahead, or to worry when things are fine. But the numbers don't lie. They're not interested in moods or stories. They tell you what is, not what you wish was true. Here's a question to ask yourself. Am I measuring or am I guessing? Don't just hope you're getting better. Prove it to yourself. Track the things that matter. Review your results regularly. Let the data keep you accountable, not your feelings. One of the best habits you can build is the habit of review. End the week by asking, what did I set out to do? What actually got done? Where did I fall short and where did I excel? That's how you separate the facts from the fiction emotion sometimes weaves. Remember, progress loves clarity. And clarity comes from measurement, not from moods. If you want to keep moving forward, especially when emotions try to fog your vision, let the numbers guide you. That's how you make adjustments in time, celebrate wins you might have missed, and keep the engine running smooth. Measurement. Simple, honest, and always on your side. Now here's what separates those who finish strong from those who fall short. The moment when the results aren't what you hoped for. This is where emotion and systems part ways. When things dip, emotional people quit. Systematic people refine. I've seen it again and again. Someone sets a goal, starts strong, but then hits a stretch where nothing seems to work. The feeling sets in. Maybe this just isn't meant to be. Emotion wants to throw out the whole plan. But here's what I learned. Don't adjust the goal, adjust the system. It's easy to get discouraged when the numbers don't add up, when the results don't come as fast as you hoped. The temptation is to lower the target, shrink the vision, or walk away altogether. But if the goal mattered on day one, it still matters now. What needs fixing is not the purpose, but the process. Ask yourself, where's the breakdown? Is it consistency? Is it timing? Is it effort? Is it skill? Review the system with clear eyes. Maybe the routine needs tweaking. Maybe the checklist needs updating. Maybe you need more time or a fresh approach. But don't let emotion convince you to abandon what's most important. The farmer doesn't change the crop every time the weather turns. He checks the soil, reviews the watering, looks for weeds. He refines the process, but he keeps planting the same seed. That's how you win in the long run. I remember seasons in my own life when the numbers went the wrong way, and the urge to give up was strong. But every time I resisted the pull of emotion and instead looked for the next adjustment in the system, things turned around. Progress came back. Not because the goal changed, but because the method improved. That's the mark of someone who understands how to beat emotion. When the road gets rough, step back and analyze. Where's the system breaking down? What can be improved? Sometimes it's a small change that makes a big difference. Sometimes it's just sticking with it a little longer. But don't let your feelings talk you out of your future. Remember, setbacks are signals, not stop signs. They're invitations to review, refine, and rise again. The only thing you ever abandon is what isn't working in your system. Not your vision, not your purpose, not your best future. So next time results dip, don't throw in the towel. Instead, pick up the blueprint, sharpen the pencil, and ask, what part of the system needs adjusting? That's how you turn disappointment into progress and keep your dreams alive. Now we come to the heart of it all, living above emotion. If there's one lesson to carry home tonight, let it be this. Rely on systems, not moods. Let structure drive your behavior. Let discipline sustain your momentum. And let results create new emotion. That's how you live above the turbulence. Too many people spend their lives on an emotional roller coaster. Up when things are good, down when things are tough, always at the mercy of how they feel. But you don't have to live that way. You can choose to let your commitments lead, not your cravings. What does it look like? It means showing up when you said you would, no matter how you feel. It means following your routine when your mind would rather take a detour. It means trusting your written plans, your checklists, your measurements, more than your feelings on any given day. Living above emotion doesn't mean you never feel discouraged or tired or uninspired. It means you refuse to let those feelings make your decisions. You recognize them, you acknowledge them, but you don't hand them the keys to your life. Discipline becomes your steady companion. Systems become your safety net. Progress becomes your motivation. And before long, you find that even your emotions begin to shift. Success, even in small doses, creates its own momentum. The pride of following through, the satisfaction of seeing results, the confidence of keeping promises to yourself, these breed better feelings than any passing wave of enthusiasm ever could. I've met people who seem to live on inspiration, chasing after every new idea, only to end up exhausted and disappointed. I've met others who built a structure, who leaned on discipline, who trusted their systems. These are the ones who created lasting results, who kept moving, kept growing, kept winning, regardless of the weather outside or the moods inside. So let this be your rule. Put the system in charge. Use emotion to inspire your vision, but never to guide your actions. Show up for your commitments, even when your feelings try to negotiate. Trust that your best self is found in the doing, not in the waiting. Over time, you'll find that you live with more peace, more progress, and more pride. You'll create results that speak for themselves. And when others ask your secret, you'll know it's simple. You built a system that beats emotion, and you let it carry you farther than mood or motivation ever could. That's how you live above emotion. That's how you win the day. Every day.